AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the FBI arrested one of the key participants behind a deadly attack on a U.S. compound in Benghazi in Libya in 2012.
Zubair Al-Bakash landed at Andrews Air Force Base at 3 a.m. this morning. He is in our custody.
The attack killed Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. Republicans challenged then-President Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on security at Benghazi. In Arizona, another family member is calling for the release of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie, the mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie. Cameron Guthrie spoke directly to his mother's kidnapper.
We haven't heard anything directly. We need you to reach out, and we need a way to communicate with you so we can move forward. But first, we have to know that you have our mom.
Nancy Guthrie was reported missing almost a week ago. There was a vigil last night in Tucson.
We pray for our sister Nancy. Guide her, comfort, and sustain her in this moment of need. Make her to know always the presence of your Holy Spirit in her life. Bring her swiftly to safety and to those whom she loves.
Authorities believe Nancy Guthrie was taken against her will. They have not identified any suspects or persons of interest. Police say a 92-year-old driver collided with a person on a bicycle and then slammed into a grocery store in Los Angeles.
There were multiple patrons that were inside their seating and table areas. We had, a total of 9 patients here. And tragically, 3 of those individuals were beyond any medical help. Despite our best intentions and our best efforts, they were determined dead on scene.
LA Fire Captain Eric Scott says the driver was killed. Iran and the U.S. have held indirect talks in Oman. The opening ceremony is today at the Milan Cortina Winter Games in Italy. This is AP News. The European Union is accusing TikTok of abusing digital rules.
With addictive design features. They say it's led to compulsive use by children in preliminary charges that strike at the heart of the app's operating model. EU regulators say their 2-year investigation has found that TikTok hasn't done enough to assess how features like autoplay and infinite scroll could harm the physical and mental health of users.
TikTok's addictive design is in breach of the Digital Services Act.
EU Commission spokesperson Thomas Reynier says TikTok needs to change its basic design.
TikTok did not properly assess how its addictive features can harm users, and they did not implement effective measures to mitigate such risks.
TikTok has denied the accusations, but the EU says if TikTok fails to properly take action, it could face a fine of up to 6% of its annual revenue. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.